asking two questions.
Yes.
You're asking about free trade, and you're asking about NAFTA and CAFTA.
That's right.
Free trade is a concept, and as a concept, it's a great idea, and it should be as level a playing field as it can be. Neither NAFTA nor CAFTA are level playing field. They are tilted away from American businesses. They give advantages to businesses outside. And in certain areas where we like to complain about the fact that there are no OSHA or minimum wage requirements outside the country, we're also kind of giving a blind eye to the fact that we don't really want to have to address the part that we've agreed to of things like letting Mexican truck drivers drive across the border and transport things in there. It is one of the things we've agreed to, but now we want to ignore it. So those actual agreements, as they were framed poorly, and the net result has been putting American business at a disadvantage. If we were to have an even playing field where businesses could compete on the basis of their capitalization, their determination, and their ingenuity, that would be real free trade. So I would look to something like that to be the way to go forward.
Thank you.
Mr. Gardner?
Quick word about EMTALA and immigration. EMTALA and then comprehensive omnibus budget reconciliation Act of 1986, EMTALA, the original Medical Treatment Act of Labor Act, was passed. That puts doctors and hospitals under a $50,000 fine for refusing to treat anybody in an emergency room. It's killing our healthcare system. But at the border states, obviously, it's an attractive nuisance because you have hospitals and border states have heard say that they actually have are considering closing the emergency rooms because of the burden it puts on, and it's drawing people in, contributing to illegal entry. Anyway, back on the.